now, the rest of the story.
It has been said that if ever there were an ideal relationship in this far from flawless world, it would be that of Henry and Frances. He was a Harvard professor, and she was his bride. Oliver Wendell Holmes was a Cambridge neighbor of theirs, and in the summer of 1861, he passed their house, later to say that he had trembled to look at it, feeling that those who lived there had their happiness so perfect that no change could fail to be but for the worse. Maybe Mr. Holmes had had a premonition of the rest of the story. For on the afternoon of July 9, Henry was home, napping in his study, and Frances was in the adjoining library, putting away keepsakes. She was wrapping locks of her two younger daughters' hair in small paper packages and sealing the packages with wax. Nobody knows precisely how it happened. Presumably a breeze from the open library window blew burning sealing wax on Frances's light summer dress. In any event, her clothing caught fire, and in moments she was engulfed in flames. Terrified, Frances ran into the study, screaming for help. Henry sprang to his feet. There was a small rug in the floor. Henry grabbed it and wrapped it around his wife, but indeed the rug was too small to extinguish the fire. Frances broke free and ran for the door in panic, and then in her confusion spun round and rushed into Henry's arms. It was Henry's embrace which ultimately smothered the blaze. Yet for Frances, hope was all but gone. Horribly burned, she was carried to her room. A doctor was summoned, soon arrived. By then, Frances was suffering unbearably. Couldn't something be done? Henry demanded. Mercifully, yes, the physician administered ether. Frances slept. Awakening hours later, she remained awake the rest of the night. In the morning, she asked for coffee, but shortly thereafter lapsed into a coma from which she would never recover. That day was her last day. Frances was buried nearby at Mount Auburn on the 13th of July, her 18th wedding anniversary. And Henry, whose own hands and face were dreadfully burned in his attempt to save her, Henry was confined to his bed, delirious, unable to attend his wife's funeral. And even long after the physical agony had subsided, long after the wounds had healed, the weight of remorse lingered on Henry's heart. His was an unparalleled bereavement, friends observed. Yet even though most of him had died with his beloved, some of him went on living for two decades more and lived to pen the lines which would enchant each generation since. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. History records that poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow grew that full beard for which he would always be remembered because of permanent facial scars which he sustained at the age of 54 in a fire. You recall the picture of the full bearded Longfellow on your classroom wall? You never saw him without that beard. Now you know why. For now you know the rest of the story.